And you've worked in a really welcoming environment for several years, Jeff. And, you know, what would your message be to employers out there in terms of giving our athletes a shot at employment?
I'd say the best thing to do is just give the person an opportunity to show what they're capable of doing instead of just assuming that maintenance is all they can do.
Welcome to the first podcast of 2026 for Special Olympics Wisconsin Podcast Athlete Voice. We are so excited to kick off the year with some exciting conversations. I'd love to introduce my co-host, Ed Castern. Ed, Happy New Year.
Hey, did you have a good one?
I am having a pretty good one so far. How about you?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to all the new athletes that join the movement. That's always a blessing, and just looking forward to growth in the podcast and things like that. Because every time I turn around, can I be on? Can I be on? Can I be on? People are always, when can I be on? You know,
that's right. We have so many folks who want to share their stories, so many amazing athletes. And speaking of that growth, too, we want our listeners to share this podcast with their friends and family. Right, Ed?
And yes, we do.
This year, we have a lot of stories because it's such an exciting year for Special Olympics Wisconsin. We are getting ready to head to USA Games in June of 2026. This only comes around every so often. So for our athletes, it's a really exciting time. And we're thrilled that this year, our 2026 USA Games will be just at our state next door in Minnesota. And we have, for our very first guest of the new year, one of the members of our Wisconsin delegation heading to USA Games, Mr. Jeff Jenks. Ed, would you like to introduce Jeff a bit more?
Yeah, he participates in many different sports like basketball, golf. Jeff, what else do you do? I'm trying to think, but
I do bocce. I've done track and field. I've done softball, played football, volleyball, bowling, basketball, all sorts of things.
You sound like me.
You guys are so busy.
The list goes on and on and on. But he's my friend too, and he knows how to tell a joke or two. So
you know, yeah, in fact, before we started recording, Jeff was doling out a few jokes, right, Jeff?
Yeah.
So Jeff, how does it feel? Tell us about the fact that you've been selected to be a part of the Wisconsin delegation heading to USA Games. What's it feel like? What's it like?
I was really surprised when I got selected. I didn't think I would. I just tried out. If I got selected, I got selected.
And what sport are you going?
I'll be going in golf.
Amazing. And tell us about that. Like, what do you do to get ready? How are you? What kind of work are you going to be doing between now and June to get all in the zone for golf?
Just going out and trying to practice if the weather is tolerable. Don't have the weather like we have now.
And Jeff, what do you do during the winter time because you can't get out on the course? Do you do any putting on the inside, or do you do mini golfing, or what do you do to get ready for that?
I've gone out mini golfing a few times. I just don't really get out to go do anything too much because I'm working full time.
It's a busy schedule. And, you know, Jeff, this isn't your first rodeo when it comes to a big, you know, kind of nationwide significant competition like this. What are some of the other events you've been a part of?
I've been also in, and I've been to two USA Games, which was in 2014, which was out in New Jersey, which I competed in bocce. And then in 2018, I went out to Seattle and also in bocce. So golf is going to be a new sport this year for me.
What are you most excited about?
I'm excited to try to maybe meet up with some people that I've met at previous at other USA Games, hopefully to see them. If not, hopefully just have the good experience and do my best.
What other new sports do you want to try? I mean, what other, because us being athletes, we always want to challenge ourselves. So what other new sports do you want to try? Or what other new sports do you want? Do you want to do pickleball or do you want Special Olympics?
I would like to try pickleball because my wife was also likes to play tennis, so that's kind of similar to tennis.
And when did you start picking up a golf club and say, hey, I might want to try this, I might want to do this?
I've been golfing since my junior year in high school, and I've been kind of going on and off every year. I try to at least go out at least once a year.
It's kind of a lifetime sport, isn't it, Jeff? Like you can continue to get better at it even as you grow into adulthood.
Yes, yes. When I first started playing, I couldn't even hit the golf ball past the open or the women's tees. Now I can drive it probably, if I can hit my driver, I can hit it probably about 300 yards.
I still can't hit it past the women's tees, now, and I'm going on the women's
now,
tees.
Now, Addie, before when I had my braces, I would go out to the golf course and do some swings on my walker, and I liked it because I liked the challenge of standing and trying to. It's not easy because I have cerebral palsy, just like Jeff's wife does, and for me to stand there and try to hit it, it's not easy. But I got out there and did it, and hit it as far as I could, you know.
Plus, I also have cerebral palsy too.
And so you with different, you know, our athletes in Special Olympics obviously are working through their intellectual disabilities on a daily basis, and many of our athletes do have additional physical disabilities as well. And Jeff, talk about that. Like, how do you learn to overcompensate, undercompensate? You know, make new muscle memory. I mean, how do you do that? And then how do you see other folks do that?
I usually try to work within what I'm capable of doing. And I've seen other people do the same thing. But a lot of times people with disabilities I haven't really seen doing like the type of job that I do. I usually see a lot of these people doing maintenance. And that's one thing I've noticed is when I've gone into work where I've seen people with disabilities, they put them in the maintenance area instead of like on a register or if depending on the job, bagging or whatever, assisting or whatever. And I just don't really like how people with disabilities get treated in the workplace.
And you've worked in a really welcoming environment for several years, Jeff. And you know, what would your message be to employers out there in terms of giving our athletes a shot at employment?
I'd say the best thing to do is just give the person an opportunity to show what they're capable of doing instead of just assuming that maintenance is all they can do.
It's kind of the same thing with the sports, right?
I was gonna say, I agree with Jeff. Don't prejudge because, Addie, I was hired and fired from a job in 10 minutes where I was hired. They said, I'd be fine. But then they said, oh, you're too slow, so we're going to just fire you. So I walked out my job coach and I walked out with. I was a little bit upset, but I've never had a job where I've felt more welcoming than Special Olympics and more supportive.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree. Because when I used to work at a retail store, they wanted all their cashiers to be at like 30 items a minute. And with my disability, it was really hard for me to do that. And I even had my doctor saying, hey, he can't do that. And before I had my doctor do it, I got actually demoted down to a bagger, which wasn't right. Because I can do the job, but I can't do it at the same speed as an able-bodied person can do it.
So just a little patience can go a long way in not only having really dedicated team members, but also just giving friends dignity, right?
Totally.
And what is now your preparation for USA Games, Jeff? You guys have some more training camps coming up, and you guys are doing some fundraising. How's all that going?
It's not going as well as I'd like to, but I'm still raising money. Go out whenever or going to like the indoor driving range if I can find one around here, which is hard.
And you have some training camps too, right?
Yeah, our next training camp will be in April 11th.
What does training camp entail? What is that like?
Pretty much what it is, it's going to bring all the athletes together from that got selected for the team, and then they go into their individual sports and they go to wherever they're set up for their practice, they get a little more practice in. And that's where we'll get all our stuff and stuff like that.
It's so exciting. What, you know, your wife is also a Special Olympics athlete. She's one of our dear friends and a team member on our team. And what is it like, Jeff, sharing this with your wife, sharing this with your family and friends? What does that feel like?
It feels really great because when my wife or whenever my wife and I are together, we try to compete against each other saying, hey, I'm doing better than you. Or because in 2022, she went out down to Orlando for the USA Games in bocce. And one of our friendly rivalries is that there was, I can't remember how many people were there, and there were more females than there were males, and there were only 5 guys, and I had the better odds of getting picked, right? That would be a better odds, but then she got selected where I didn't. So we kind of made it a friendly rivalry.
She had a little bit of girl power going there, huh, Jeff?
And Jeff, have you ever gone to USA Games together, like compete at Unified Bocce or done together to experience it together, to experience being on the team together?
We tried doing that in 22, but like I said, I didn't get selected, so we didn't get to compete together, but I'd like to try it sometime in the near future.
And you guys do get to attend state and regional tournaments together, correct?
Yes, we're usually, a lot of times we're on the same team. So it kind of helps us out.
If you had some advice for other athletes out there, Jeff, who would like to do this someday, would like to be able to compete on the national level, what sort of advice would you give them?
Just try your best. The mindset that I went into is if I get selected, I get selected because I've been to USA Games, and it's always nice to go to the USA Games. And if you get selected, it'd be great. But if it's not, I'm not sad. I continued competing in the sports, and I'll try again later.
So you keep a good attitude no matter what.
And Jeff, do you have other aspirations like World Games? You know, because that's the next level. You made it to USA Games. Do you want to go to World Games someday?
I've been trying to. It was back in 16, I think, when it was out in Los Angeles. I tried for it, and it was me and one other person, and the other person got selected. But I would like to go to the World Games because when I first started Special Olympics, I set 2 goals. One was to make the USA Games, which I did my first time. Then my other goal was to make it to the World Games, which I like to do, but that's harder to get to because you never know what sport they're going to take.
That's right. That's right. It's to be on the USA delegation. It's a lot of work, and you never know who's going to get picked. Yep. Right.
Yeah. It's all a random draw.
Well, for someone out there, Jeff, who really, this is maybe their first time listening about Special Olympics Wisconsin, or doesn't, you know, understand what a big deal going to USA Games is, what would you like to tell, you know, people in Wisconsin about this journey and why we need their support?
If it wasn't for the supporters and the people that volunteer and stuff like that, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be able to do the stuff that we're doing right now. And without them, we wouldn't be here. We'd be probably sitting in front of the, I'd like to call the idiot box, which is TV. And a lot of people would just sit in front of it and watch it all day. And if it wasn't for that, because last year because I had a mini stroke last year, and my wife thinks that with me being active, it helped me recover from that a lot faster.
Right. So it's about being physically active, but also just making sure that our athletes and our friends that with intellectual disabilities, that they're not isolated, right?
That'd be correct.
You kind of touched on it a little bit. Can you touch on it a little bit more, like how has Special Olympics changed your life? Where would you be without it? And then the second one, how is going to USA Games opened your eyes and said, hey, I can do this. Because it's the next level. And for people with disabilities, we always want to do that next thing. We always want to challenge ourselves. So how do you want to challenge yourself?
Try to challenge myself to, let's see, how do I want to play this? Usually try to set standards for myself, and if I reach it, then I try to increase my goals every time I go out and compete.
That's pretty great. That makes sense. Did that work? Does that work for you? Is it almost a little more like a mental challenge?
Yeah, more mental. Yeah.
As we get closer and closer to June, Jeff, we are so excited to send you off. We're so excited to see you represent Wisconsin and golf in Minnesota. We're thrilled that you get to represent us. Just, make sure you keep bringing us along for the ride. Let us know how it's going, and we can't wait to all cheer and support you. All right. If you would like to support Jeff and our other Team Wisconsin delegates heading to USA Games, please check out our website at www.specialolympicswisconsin.org, and you can find information about different ways you can support our Team Wisconsin delegation and also just learn more about the organization and the mission as a whole. As Jeff said, we can't do our work without our donors, without our volunteers. We're so grateful for the folks in Wisconsin supporting this mission and this movement. And we can't wait to bring you along for the ride in 2026. So visit us and learn more.